You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Yesterday, we were taking a look at the emerging trend of mergers and acquisitions and deals that seem to be taking place everywhere around the world. And today, we're looking at another such deal, a rather unsurprising but yet sensible deal that Norman Goodfellows has entered into. They've acquired a substantial interest in an online business called PortToPort.wine. I'm joined on the line by Norman Goodfellows' CEO, Jason McEvoy, to take a look at this deal. Jason, good evening. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with the rationale here. What's the logic behind the play? Obviously, a move into online seems sensible, but Norman Goodfellow certainly has its own reputation.
Evening, Jimmy. Well, firstly, let me start by saying that I've always admired the work that PortToPort have done. There's on their website somewhere, I think it says a quote that PortToPort is the Uber of online wine buying. But I think when that quote was quoted, it was when Uber was a far sexier service than it is today. They are top of class in terms of online experience in the country, I think, certainly from a liquor perspective, in terms of depth of content, editorial content, wine offering, and the consumer journey is top-notch. So when the opportunity came about, it was exciting for us to partner with guys who are very good at what they do, and we can add value to their business. So at the moment, it's a pure marketplace. So the wine farms make their products available on the marketplace. And if you buy, the order actually goes to the wine farms, and the wine farms pick and pack and send that, which will take a standard courier service of probably 2 or 3 days. And they're a pure technology play, lots of clever tech and stuff behind that, and clever people remarketing to existing customers and building content and all those sort of things. We're a very transactional business, traditional retail and redistribution to 89% of our business, which most people don't know, is actually redistribution to hotels, restaurants, pubs and clubs. And 11% of our business is our retail business, which is what we're known for. So by plugging in our warehouse and distribution capability as a provider in the marketplace, we'd be able to offer consumers the widest wine and spirits range in the country through PortToPort, delivered same day or next day, whereas at the moment it's a smaller range with a longer delivery lead time. Does that make sense?
So Jason, the symbiotic relationship, obviously, as you mentioned, there's a lot that you can do for them and that they can do for you. Are you then looking to leverage off of your physical presence as well and the rest of your distribution to ensure that their products are also then serviced the same way your products would be serviced, as if it's sort of one holistic experience?
So from a customer perspective, there would still be two brands they would deal with. You might choose to buy from PortToPort, and you might choose to buy from Norman Goodfellows, and the product offerings will have a lot of overlap, but there will be differences. We are more of a sort of retail trader, so we'll have sort of a lot more promotions and things like that, and we full service, you know, beer, tequila, or beer, wine, cold drink, spirits. PortToPort is a premium wine, premium spirits only. And we would plug into our warehouses, which makes the availability of stock large and ability to deliver quick. And then we would take their online expertise across to our website, offering on remarketing and things where they do things better than us to make both experiences better.
Now, Jason, are you looking at expanding the reach of Norman Goodfellows beyond the or through this relationship beyond the borders of South Africa, because we know PortToPort wine does have a international presence, being able to service wine producers from about 15 countries at the moment? Is this something where you're thinking perhaps down the line this could help your footprint beyond South Africa?
So down the line, definitely, that's of great interest to us. But the sort of initial focus is on getting our businesses working well and integrated, and leveraging the local opportunity to the maximum is the first priority. And when that's better done, we can focus on bigger things or alternative territories. They currently have a presence in the UK already, and it would be of interest to see what else we can do and where else we can go.
Now, Jason, the initial press release that was put out by yourselves and Port to Port said that Norman Goodfellas acquired a significant or substantial interest in Port to Port. Can you share with us what size interest it was, what the numbers were around that, and just sort of how you came to these valuations?
Well, if it's between you and me only, Jimmy, yes. on a more serious note, I can share the percentage stake. We are equal partners. Norman Goodfellas owns 50% of Port to Port, and the remaining shareholders are Nicola, who founded the business, Michael Jordan, and one other.
That's quite interesting. So, Jason, from here on going forward, what's next for Norman Goodfellas? Obviously, this is part of an ongoing strategy to continue to strengthen the business. Is there something else that we need to be looking out for in the near future?
So, there's nothing that is solid enough to announce at this stage. There was a significant change in our business approximately a year ago, where on the B2B side of our business, the redistribution side of our business, we stopped doing only beverage and we increased it to a food offering, or food and dry goods offering. So the thinking there is that when a restaurant's ordering from us, we're currently delivering the water, the Coke, the Johnny, the Jamesons, and the Castle Light. At the same time, they're ordering from someone else where they might need salt and pepper and tinfoil and toilet paper and frozen chicken and other foodstuffs for the kitchen, spices. And it makes sense to put more stuff on one truck, and it makes sense for our customer. It makes it harder for a customer to leave us when they're getting amazing service on both the food and beverage side, and a competitor comes along and can offer them only beverage. So that's been a significant change, and the growth in our food business has been is really on track, and we're very proud of what we've achieved there. So at the moment, food is in Joburg and Cape Town. And then in the next 12 months, we want to expand the food offering to KZN and Garden Route, where we're doing beverage only.
Strategic diversification seems to be the flavor of the day. We'll leave it at that, Jason. Thanks so much for those insights. That's Jason McEvoy, who is the CEO of Norman Goodfellas, joining me to discuss their latest acquisition of a portion of Port to Port wine.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.